Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Just verse 14 today. It reads, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." Now, this is an interesting verse. Certainly very true that without holiness, we won't see the Lord. The Lord is holy, and we are called to holiness. But why this, in the midst of all this talk about persecution and struggle and suffering, the focus on Jesus, the people of faith talked about in Hebrews chapter 11, why this emphasis all of a sudden on peace, living in peace with all men and being holy? Well, it does seem that there has been significant sin in this congregation that's being written to. We've seen the challenge to remain pure mentioned particularly in Hebrews chapter 3. And it also seems that there is not as much peace in this Christian community as there should be. The repetition of the one another challenges and the each other challenges to help each other seems to indicate that they're not helping one another. They're becoming more isolated and separated from one another. At the beginning of chapter 13, it says, "Keep on loving each other as brothers." It seems that this love is not there. "Do not forget to entertain strangers." Presumably, they're not offering this hospitality the way they should. "Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering." Again, it seems that they are becoming separated from those who are suffering, those who are going through a difficult time. They're not loving each other in the way that they're called to, and in the way that would truly demonstrate that they are followers of Jesus Christ, who laid down his own life for those who were his brothers and indeed, of course, sisters. They're not respecting their leaders from the past in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, the way they should. And they don't appear to be also respecting their current leaders, according to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. "Do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." They're not sharing. They're becoming selfish, putting a ring fence around themselves, their homes and their possessions, and that is not the way a Christian church should be. And perhaps the leaders are trying to help them with this, and they're not respecting them. "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority," comes right after that in that exhortation from verse 16. Here the writer is encouraging them, challenging them to live in peace with all men, to be holy because of God's holiness, but also because God is a God who loves to see peace between his people. We are to be people who not only desire peace, but who actively and urgently pursue it. Psalm 34, verse 14, "Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Peace doesn't come passively. Peace comes because we pursue it. Many other passages in the New Testament that talk about this. Romans 14:19, "Therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification." 1 Peter 3:11, "We must seek peace and pursue it." And so many others we don't have time to look at today. Peace does not happen automatically. We must go after it. Romans 12:18, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Is there someone that you could be more at peace with than you are now? Are you pursuing peace with all men? If you do, that, I think, will help you to be holy. And without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 15. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And my Twitter feed is MCCX. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just type in MCCX to the search bar and you'll find us under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.